The next session of the Alaska legislature is less than 3 months away. And after a drawn-out fight in Juneau this year, there are still widely differing visions of the state's future between legislative leaders and Governor Mike Dunleavy. At a forum yesterday in Girdwood, Alaska business leaders got a preview of the upcoming session from the House Speaker, Senate President, and Dunleavy's new Chief of Staff. As Nat Herz with Alaska Public Media reports, the three speakers sounded eager to work together, but still not ready to put their differences aside.
Last year's session of the Alaska legislature did not exactly go smoothly. Lawmakers passed the budget, Governor Mike Dunleavy vetoed huge chunks of it, so then the legislature passed another budget bill and the governor vetoed big chunks of that too. Before the forum got going, the moderator, a political consultant named Willis Lyford, set the stage with a clip from the movie The Perfect Storm, saying the scene of a boat being pummeled by waves accurately summarized the way things went in Juneau. After a few chuckles, the forum at the fall convention of the Alaska Chamber quickly got back to business, starting with Lyford asking what could have been done better this year. Ben Stevens, Dunleavy's chief of staff, says the governor could have improved his communication, talked more with legislators and constituents.
More of an open door policy, I think, is what could have been done better. I think he admits that.
Stevens says Dunleavy has taken responsibility for his part of this year's dysfunction. Both Edgman, the House Speaker, and Giesel, the Senate President, say they're encouraged by the appointment of Stevens, a former Senate President who has relationships with lawmakers. Both say they barely interacted with Stevens' predecessor, Tuckerman Babcock, who previously chaired the Alaska Republican Party. Here's Edgman.
We virtually, in the House, had little to no relationship with the governor. I never talked once with his chief of staff. I never met his OMB director other than on the street.
Stevens, the chief of staff, says Dunleavy is in a cooperative mood to try to work with the legislature in the upcoming session. But Edgman and Giesel were not shy about the fact that lawmakers still are likely to have very different ideas about major issues, on the permanent fund dividend, for example, and also on the idea of a spending cap, which is something the chamber has pushed for. Here's Giesel.
The legislative branch should not simply rubber stamp what the governor sends to us. There should be significant review and changes made because we are 60 people representing all of you and very diverse opinions of Alaskans.
A key question was about the likelihood of an oil tax bill making it through the legislature this year, which could keep an oil tax initiative off of the ballot. Consensus seemed to be that it's pretty unlikely. Dunleavy's administration is not going to advance anything like that, Stevens says, and it's probably too big of a project for lawmakers to take on in the upcoming year. One tense moment came at the end of the forum when Edgman, the House Speaker, took a shot at the Chamber of Commerce audience. He said he had some chamber members lobbying him in support of Dunleavy's proposed deep budget cuts earlier this year, when instead they should be getting behind the legislature's plan to use some of the permanent funds earnings on state government instead of just dividends.
My ask of you as an organization, not only to, you know, respectfully be more informed and sort of collectively in tune what I think the public at large wants, but my ask would be that you do what you can to help us pivot, because we need help.
After the forum was over, the chamber's director said Edgman had mischaracterized the lobbying and that the chamber supports reducing spending to, quote, sustainable levels. A prepared statement released by the chamber last year applauded Dunleavy for proposing a budget that matches revenues. In Anchorage, I'm Nat Herz.